When growing is your best defense, gaining weight is serious business. So Soro Poseidon does away with time-consuming tasks like chewing.
If you could just swallow that stuff and let your giant stomach mash it up for you, you could move in a lot more food per unit time, and you could get a lot bigger.
Soro Poseidon's 52 chisel-like teeth are perfectly designed for the job. They can rake leaves and twigs straight off a tree.
They've got these big teeth that are just cropping devices. They just bite down on a branch and either take the whole branch or strip the leaves and needles off and then swallow it down.
To be able to digest this huge volume of food and grow big enough to avoid attack requires a stomach as large as a tongue. That's as big as a swimming pool, and it's filled with acid so concentrated it can dissolve iron.
I mean, it had to be able to hold maybe a ton or more of plant material at a time, and we're talking about something huge.
Surprisingly, it isn't something huge which allows these giant herbivores to grow big enough to be all but invincible. In fact, it's something incredibly small. And something meat-eaters lack. Below Soro Poseidon's stomach are two gigantic organs called cecum, similar to our appendix. Humans stopped using an appendix thousands of years ago when we started eating meat. A Soro Poseidon would die without one. The cecum are home to millions of microscopic organisms. They break down the tough, fibrous walls of plant cells.
It has this whole little world inside of microbes that's helping it digest its food. That's end-to-end little tendrils that help break open those cell walls, help liberate those nutrients, and that's what helps the animal survive.
And the result of this incredible feat of engineering is one final trick that keeps predators at bay.
Sauropods are probably burping and farting almost continuously, because that's what big plant eaters do. And they would have been noisy, smelly, unpleasant animals to be around.
Despite all these adaptations, all of this specialized biology that has allowed Soro Poseidon to grow to mammoth proportions, there's one part of its body that simply hasn't kept up. Its brain.
Animals like Soro Poseidon are really the poster child for the dumb dinosaur.